From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will continue a series on the lives and ministries of the Apostles of Christ. Before we hear from Dr. Cairns, we invite you to enjoy a brief devotional thought taken from Morning and Evening, a collection by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, and that will be followed by some Christ-honoring sacred music.
This morning's text comes from the Song of Solomon, chapter 1 and verse 2. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For several days we have been dwelling upon the Savior's passion, and for some little time to come we shall linger there. In beginning a new month, let us seek the same desires after our Lord as those which glowed in the heart of the elect spouse. See how she leaps at once to him. There are no prefatory words. She does not even mention his name. She is in the heart of her theme at once, for she speaks of him who was the only him in the world to her. How bold is her love! It was much condescension which permitted the weeping penitent to anoint his feet with spikenard. It was rich love which allowed the gentle Mary to sit at his feet and learn of him. But here love, strong, fervent love, aspires to higher tokens of regard and closer signs of fellowship. Esther trembled in the presence of Ahasuerus, but the spouse in joyful liberty of perfect love knows no fear. If we have received the same free spirit, we also may ask alike. By kisses we suppose to be intended those varied manifestations of affection by which the believer is made to enjoy the love of Jesus. The kiss of reconciliation we enjoyed at our conversion, and it was sweet as honey dropping from the comb. The kiss of acceptance is still warm on our brow, as we know that he hath accepted our persons and our works through rich grace. The kiss of daily present communion is that which we pant after to be repeated day after day, till it is changed into the kiss of reception, which removes the soul from earth, and the kiss of consummation, which fills it with the joy of heaven. Faith is our walk, but fellowship sensibly felt is our rest. Faith is the road, but communion with Jesus is the well from which the pilgrim drinks. O lover of our souls, be not strange to us. Let the lips of thy blessing meet the lips of our asking. Let the lips of thy fullness touch the lips of our need, and straightway the kiss will be effected.
And save me, but confide me, for
Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little booklet, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel as it is presented by Christ to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for the Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final, by Alan Cairns. On this edition of Let the Bible Speak, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies of the lives of the apostles. This message is devoted to Matthew, also called Levi. By occupation, Matthew was a publican, a tax collector in the employ of the Romans. As such, he was hated by his own people, for publicans were extremely dishonest people, extorting money from their countrymen by unjust means. As Levi the publican, he was a greedy, miserable man. But one day the Lord Jesus Christ looked upon him. In an instant, Levi was transformed into Matthew, the follower of Christ, who eventually became one of the 12 apostles and authored the gospel, which bears his name. As Dr. Cairns looks at the life of Matthew, he emphasizes the Apostle Paul's statement that the love of money is the root of all evil. Its all-consuming power has wrecked many lives, and almost destroyed Matthew's, but for the deliverance that only Christ can bring. Now to continue a message entitled, Matthew, Saved from Greed of Gold by the Gift of God, here is Dr. Cairns.
As a young man, Matthew knew that this love, this lust for gold, ate right into his very soul. This is not something that lives in the periphery of a man's life. This is not something that can coexist with other great, noble purposes in life. Newspapers have been talking a lot these last days about this Michelangelo virus that's got into IBM PCs. If that virus gets into your PC, it does not coexist with anything else there. It begins to eat up everything. You may have the Bible loaded on there. It will eat it up. You may have many things of wonderful purpose on there. You may have many things that you have created out of a heart of love for God and man. It will eat them up. That, my friend, is a picture of the love of gold in a man's life. It never coexists with a love for God. It never coexists with a love for man. It never coexists with a desire to serve. It never coexists with a willingness to take up the cross and follow Jesus Christ. It would dethrone God and take over the reins of control in a man's life. It eats at him until he explains everything. He rationalizes everything. He interprets everything in the light of his love for gold. That's how it works. Nobody knew that better than Matthew. How could a young man brought up in Judaism with the mighty royal law of God drummed into him from the earliest days of his life, how could he become what he became? How could he do what he did? Very simply, he was so consumed with gaining money that he could rationalize anything. And he did. He recognized that that love for money almost ruined him. It almost damned him. You know, it always does. The Apostle Paul wrote to young Timothy about this. And I want you to know and watch very carefully about this. Know what he said, that it's still true today. Now, I want to speak to everybody here tonight, myself included. But I particularly want to speak to every young man and every young woman. On the threshold of life, by the grace of God, with everything yet before you, and in His mercy, with a life to be lived that can be of lasting use to God and to His church, and to needy souls. Now listen to what Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verses 9 and 10. Let's start with verse 8. Well, I'm going to revamp that. I didn't really want to do this because I'm tempted to get off and preach on this passage, which I really haven't time to do. But let's go back to verse 6. Godliness with contentment is great gain. There is the truly rich man. The wealthiest man in Greenville is the man of the greatest godliness and the greatest contentment in Christ. That's the wealthiest man in Greenville. Paul says, we brought nothing into this world. Listen, and it is certain. There are not too many things about which you can be certain about your death. You don't know the time of your death, the place of your death, the manner of your death. There are so many things about it you do not know. It is shrouded in the mists of uncertainty. But here is an absolute certainty. We brought nothing into the world, and it is certain that we shall carry nothing out of it. How much did he leave when he died? So often the world estimates a man's success in life by how much he left. The answer is always the same, you know. It doesn't matter whether you died possessed of 10 cents or $10 million. The answer is always the same. He left everything. We can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, the word food speaks of nourishment. It's the only place it occurs in the New Testament. Raiment speaks of covering. It may even include the idea of shelter, having a roof over our head. Again, it's the only place where the word occurs. So having food and nourishment and clothing and covering, let us therewith be content. The word is, let us therewith be sufficient. Let it be enough. The man who's consumed with the love of money doesn't know the meaning of the word enough. One of the world's richest men, I'm not going to quote his name because I'm speaking from a distant memory of what I read and I don't want to attribute it to the wrong person. With all his millions, he was asked, when does a man have enough? And he looked at his questioner as if he was absolutely lunatic. He didn't know the meaning of the word enough. You never have enough. He wanted to get more money, he said, in order to make more money. There's no such thing as enough. Now listen to what Paul says. Verse 9, they that will be rich. They that will to be rich. They who are consumed with a will to be rich. They who set before them the goal of being rich. Not those who make money. Not those who become successful. Not those who are blessed in business. The Old and the New Testament gives us enough of a record to see that God in His sovereign will and grace has selected individuals in His church to whom He entrusts the great burden of great riches. I say the great burden, because that's how it's intended. God draws in His grace, entrust certain of His people with that burden in order that they may thereby glorify Christ and continually be used to meet the needs of the cause of Jesus Christ. He does not say those who succeed, but He says they who set out with the purpose. They who let every noble purpose fall by the wayside. They who lose sight of their obligation to God and their obligation to the church and their obligation to the world. They who lose sight of laboring for eternity. They who lose sight of the value of the soul because of their overvalue of a dollar. They who will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, listen, which drown men in destruction and perdition. We're talking a matter of heaven and hell. The warning, and it comes out of the life of Matthew, and it comes out of this text of the Apostle Paul, the warning is that we're dealing with eternal things. We're dealing with a soul that is worth more than all the gold in Fort Knox. And he says, if you let your soul be consumed with a lust for gain, it will damn you in hell. Listen. For the love of money is the root of all evil. It was an old popular song that parodied that verse. A very lilting tune it was at a time. Maybe I'm giving my generation away. It was on everybody's lips. Money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. No, it's not. The Bible doesn't say it is. But it says the love of money. Ah, that's a mightily different thing. Is the root of all evil. Listen. Which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith. Young people, listen to me very carefully as I read this. And pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Pierced themselves through with many pangs and pains of heart and mind and conscience. I want to suggest something to you tonight. In the modern Western world, we don't take such texts seriously. Let me ask you to look at your heart. I said I wanted to talk to everybody, but I'm burdened to talk to every young fellow here tonight. When I look at the young men that sit week after week under my ministry here, I see a potential for God and for good. And yet, so often potential is never realized. I want to talk to you and ask you, how many young people in this meeting are like young Levi, almost damned by a burning desire to get rich, but no burning desire to get right with God and live for His glory? Matthew recognized that that had almost damned him. He never forgot it. If you turn to the Gospel of Matthew, you'll find this very interesting. When he came, and I know he wrote by inspiration, but inspiration never denies the personality and the experience and the personal involvement and aptitude of the writer. When Matthew came to write his Gospel, see what an emphasis he put on this. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19, he quotes the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal." Listen, he adds this from the words of Christ, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.